Upratas piyayamayin. A lot of pratim exactly how to do the avodah was first explained later on in the yoyamayin. Shrashi upratas piyayamayin. Mishukam ha-mishkan, after the mishkan was put up, the dibur imoy, miyala pereches, shom pirish toyakasa. Then the pasuk explains more. Because it says, vayikra moshe v'dabra shemelov miyayamayin. I mean, then in the Torah, then it was first given to Moshe the other halachis. Leimor v'sefer Torah kainim nine of yikra and esparish for kol uchos korban v'chein dvarim harbi. But those halachas were first given to Moshe later on by the Mishkan in the Yoyamayit. Right, so this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, I mean now, klolos v'protos nemer b'sinai. All the protos were also given by Sinai. Exactly the halachas of the Karbonis. The Nishma B'yayimayit, it was said over a second time B'yayimayit. That's why it's not sure when the Torah says it a second time in the Yomayit. The Nishtal should be Arvus Mayit. And Arvus Mayit was said over a third time. Three times was said over all the halachas of all the halachas. Now it's shot like this. V'yisakot daituch. Oil shekrivu Yisrael ba'midbar. Was Eulas Tomin Avoy, if you want to tell me the Karbon of the brought in the midbar. Koy deman Torah. Was the carbon atomid miyika midi the mikoro loy boy hefshav netuach ulev soiv boy hefshav netuach? Could it be possible at the beginning they brought it and it did not need hefshav netuach, and later on in Noyim Noyid there the Torah explains how to bring it? Like if you tell me they brought the carbon atomid, so how could it be that they said the same? How could it be that they said the same halachas over again? I guess the long halachas. Like, if you say they brought the Korban HaTamid then, by HaSinai, then before, so the halachas weren't even said yet. The halachas were first given over and unmade later. So if so, how could they bring it before without the real way? So what you have to say is what they brought before was not the Iker Oilas Tamid. What they brought before was just their own Korban Oilas, however they wanted. Later was said halachas, how to bring the Oilas Tamid. Later the first brought it with Hefshav Nituach. So the Ryan Rabbi Shmuel holds like this. Alright, we'll stop here. He will hold that Vov from the base. In the middle of the Shiloh, was Machlokes in the Mishnah, when we have to bring on a Yom Tov the Korban Oilas Ria, Korban Oila, and a Korban Shalmei Chagiga, the Shlomim, which one is more important? Like, which one is more expensive? That by Shammai said the Oila is two mois, and the Chagiga can only be worth, if you want, only one more. And Basil said the opposite way, that Oilas Ria is only, if you want, could be worth $1, one more, and the Shlomim, the Chagiga has to be worth at least two more. So he brought the Svaras why. Now in the middle of the Shalom, Beis Hillel brought a riot to say that the Shlomim is more important because the Shlomim was brought in the Midbar, Koydeh Matan Torah. That's the way Beis Hillel holds. And Beis Shammai says no, that the Karbonis that they brought in the Midbar, they brought a Karbon Oiler also. That was Beis Shammai's Svara. And Beis Hillel answered back and said no, the Oiler they brought in the Midbar wasn't an Oilas like Nadova, but it was the Oilas HaTomid. They brought the Oilas HaTomid every day in the Midbar, but a Korban Oila, a Nadova, a Yochid, didn't bring his Oila in the Midbar. The only thing that was brought in the Midbar was the Shlomim. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds that a Shlomim is more important than an Oila. And the Pasuk says, really, in the end of Mishpatim, that we'll soon see, that Vayishkach Aznara Vina Yisrael Vayalu Oilas, the Pasuk says they brought Oilas, then it says, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem Porim, that they brought Shlomim. So Shlomim for sure they brought. The Shal at the beginning of the Pasuk says, V'yalu oilas, they also brought a Korban oila. So that's the machlekes, does this oila mean they brought a Korban oila, the Torah in the double like the Yechidim brought a Korban oila? Or does it mean no, like Beis Shammai wants to say that oila was the Korban HaTomid that was brought every single day. But the only Korban Yochid that was brought, that's where the Sil learns. That the Korban oila that was brought, Koidim, in this Pasuk is talking about the oilas Tomid. But the only Korban Yochid that was brought was a Korban Shlomim. Therefore, Beis Hillel says the Shlomim is more Choshev, has to be worth at least two. And Beis Shammai holds no, that this Ola that was brought was also a regular Korban Ola. So Mar brought down And this Gemara was a few mandiyomim that rolled each way. And the Gemara says, Omer Abaya, this is Vova Meralef, the end was, that by Shammai, Reb Lezer, Reb Yishmael, Kula Svirlhu, Oyla, Sheikh Riva, Bene Yisrael, Ban Midbar, Oyla, Zriya, heavy. They all hold the Pshan, this Pesach was, Oyla was a carbon yachid, they brought an Oyla from the Dova. Well, by Silov, Reb Kiva, Reb Yosef, Lila, Kula Svirlhu, no Oyla, Sheikh Riva, Yisrael, Ban Midbar, Oyla, Tamar Avoyi. That's what they hold, that the oila in the postik was the korban atomid. But a korban yochid from oila wasn't brought kaidim the matan Torah, kaidim the mishkan. The only thing they brought was only shlom. So we'll start again here again. Beisham, Zmar says now, Beisham I hold the amorin. Beisham we just had, he says clearly. We have Yishmael, what's the right? Yishmael holds like that. That the oila they brought was the oila's riya. The tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, lay maklolis nem Rabbi Sinai. O protos b'yo noyit. He holds that the klal of the karbonos was said by Hasinai, but the protest, the exact halachis, were only said later by Oyel Moed. Rabbi Akiva holds that klalos to protest nemru b'Sinai. He holds both. The klalos and the protest were both said by Hasinai. V'nishnu b'Oyel Moed, and it was said over again in Oyel Moed, v'nishtal shu b'Avris Moed, and it was learned the third term in Avris Moed three times. Now it swirls like this. V'yisaka daituch. That Oyla Sheikh Ribu Yisrael by Midbar was Oyla's Tomer Avoy, if you want to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the carbon Oyla they brought in was Oyla's Atomid, Miyakamidi Dimikoro Leboy Heshiv Nituach. Means Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Klolis was said by Hasinai, but the Protos, the exact Dinam, how to bring it, was only said later in Oyomayid. So how could you tell me that at the beginning they brought the carbon Oyla's Atomid and they didn't know the Lochas yet? They didn't know that Boy Heshiv Nituach. Hefshit means first you have to skin the animal, then v'nituach you have to cut it up into pieces, and then you makriv it first. But since these halachas are first said at the end, how could it be that the mikor, if you want to say they brought the korban, it was korban atomid, that the mikor loy boy hefshit v'nituach, or the psoif boy hefshit v'nituach? So the swear for sure, since the halachas of hefshit v'nituach was not given yet until the Yayam Mayid, the korbanos they brought in the midbar was an elas riya, it was like an adava. If you wanted to, you could bring on your own the korban oila. But in the time, the korban atomid first started late in the Yayam Mayid. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. So you have a raya again, Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beishamai. Rabbi Lezer, where's Rabbi Lezer's proof? The Tanya we learned. The Pesach says, oilas tomid ha'asuyah b'har Sinai. You bring an Erlas Tomid every single day, you bring the Erlas of Tomid in the Baboiko Berev. It says, Hasuya Bahar Sinai. So Reb Lezer says, Maiseho Nemru B'Sinai. True. The Maiseho, the Inyan of the Parsha, was said by Hasinai. But the Atzmo Le Korvo. But the actual Korban Atomid was not brought by Hasinai. When did they start to bring it? First, when they had the Oyo Moyed, when they said over the exact halachis how to bring it. So Tzarai Reb Lezer also holds. That's what the Pesach says, V'yalu Oilis, that they brought an Oilah by Sinai. It doesn't mean the Korban Atomid, because that's first started later on. So it has to mean what they brought then was Oilis Nadova. If they wanted to, they brought their own private Korban Oilah. So that's also right, like Beis Shammai holds. Now Rabbi Kiva says, no, Korva V'shuv Le'Pasko. The Kiva holds, no, they started to bring the Korban by Har Sinai. That's the Kibla Shitosa that he said before, Kololois or Protois Nemru B'Sinai, that the exact halachas, exactly how to bring the Korban Atomid, was learned by Hasinai. But since it was learned then by Hasinai, they knew exactly how to bring it, it's okay, they started to bring the Korban Atomid then, and from then on, Shuvloi Poska. Elo Mani Mekayim, if so, what do we do with the Poska that says, Hazvochim Uminche Gashtum Li Bamidbor Aboim Shono the Abbas Yisrael? That it's a tefiyah. Rashi says it means Omani Mekayim Azrochem Mincha Gashtum Bamidbar Loshin Tema. The Pesach is saying like a wonder, like how come they did not bring it? Omashma Shlahik Rivu Lefi Shenizufim Hoyu. Mashma that in the Midbar they did not bring the Karbonis they were supposed to, because they were Nizufim, like the Shekhinah wasn't with them in the years in the Midbar. So the Chorot Akash, according to Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva says, yes, Klai Yisrael brought the Korban Atomid then in the Midbar. So how come the Pesach almost says, Mash Melosh and Tema, wonder how come they didn't bring it? So Gemara answers, Shiftoi Shalevi, Shloi Ovdu Avoy Dezora, Hey Make Rivu Oysa. Just means Shevet Levi brought the Korban Atomid from their own money. But it wasn't the Korban Tziba that was spent from the whole Klai's money. So the Taina and the rest of Klai Yisrael, how come they didn't bring the Korban? Rashi says, Shiftoi Shalevi, Hekrivu Mishalahem. They brought the Korban HaTomei, true, but it was from their own money. It wasn't from the Tzibur. So that's what the Taina was. V'akoponim, it's a machloikas, what's shown this postek, by Yalu Oilois, that they brought Korban Oilom, Bashas by Bahar Sinai, does it mean the regular Korban HaTomei that they started from then? Or does it mean, no, the Korban HaTomei first started later by the Yoyim Oyed, by the Mishkan? Oilos here just means in the Dova. Now, Beisilul Hodi Amorin. Beisilul, like we said before, Beisilul said a swara that the Chagiga, Shalom Chagiga, is more important, has to be worth at least two mors. He says, because the Chagiga, the Shlomo, was brought, Kurdeman Torah. Mashmanat the Korban Oilom. I, the Pesach, said they brought an Oila. So Beisilul holds, this Oila was the Korban HaTomid. They started in the Midbar. But a private Korban Oila wasn't brought until later on. Bashenkin Shlomin was brought before. So since the Shlomin was brought before the Korban Oila, that's why he holds in our Mishnah Beisilul that the Shalom HaGiga that you bring on Yom Tov is like more important, has to be worth at least two Kesef. Rabbi Akiva Honami Damorin. Rabbi Akiva was, like we just got finished saying, that he said the Oilas that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. So therefore they did not bring the Oilas Riyah then, it was only an Oilas Tamid. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what do we see with heels? The Tanya would look like this. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Sholosh Mitzvos Netztavu Yisraelim V'yaloisam L'regel. There are three mitzvahs clients will have to see what to do when they used to go to be on the regal on Yom Tovim. Was a Chiyav Riyah, to bring a Korban Riyah, Korban Oilas. The chagiga to bring a shlomim for korban chagiga, the simcha the mitzvah to bring a shalme simcha. Rashi says simcha, afheim shalme simcha. In main loy bos the shlomim shall nedir nadova. If they don't have other meats like other korbanos to bring, then if they have a nedir nadova, that's okay. If they don't, then they have to bring with them a shalme chagiga, a shalme simcha, stam to have bos the shlomim in order to eat to be happy with. These are three types of korbanos you have to bring when you go on a regal. Now, yesh b'riyah shein b'shtayin. Riyah has something special about it that the other two korbanos don't have. Yesh b'chagiga shein b'shtayin. And yesh b'simcha shein b'shtayin. Each korban has something special that the other two korbanos does not have. Yesh b'riyah, this Indian to bring the first, a korban oila, a korban riyah, shein b'shtayim, sh'riya oila kula l'gvoya, ma'ashen kein b'shtayim. A korban oila, we know the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, there's no piece of meat that's a kanam or the bile of meat, it's kula kolo. So this korban oila, s'riyah that you have to bring, that's kula l'ashem. Ma'ashen kein, the other two, the shlomim and the shalmei simcha and the chagiga, both the korban shlomim, that the kanam and the bile both eat from it. Now, yesh b'chagiga ma'ashen v'shtayim, the korban chagiga has something over the other two, she'chagiga yesh no l'fnei adibur. The chagiga, korban shlomim, was brought before the dibur. Ma'ashen v'shtayim. Ma'ashen can it's not v'shtayim. So Rashi says, she'chagiga yesh no l'fnei adibur, oysen shlomim, she'gruvu ha'b'choyrois, afal pish labor regular grivum, even though it wasn't brought on the yomtif, of the chagiga nikro. Shavem niskaimu vayechoyguli v'amidbar, shenem alehem b'mitzrayim. It says Lashon the Pasuk vayechoyguli v'amidbar, the Pasuk calls like Lashon Chagiga. And that's also Teretz voice. It says Ma'ashen b'simcha. Like Simcha was not brought in the Midbar. L'chura was only a korban shlomim, and the Simcha is also only a korban shlomim. So that's what Rashi answers. That is brought in the Midbar, the Pasuk says Lashon vayechoyguli v'amidbar. Mashma, that shlomim they brought in the Midbar was like a chagiga. Was called the Yechaygo, had to do with Chagiga. So the Korban Chagiga had the Klayas were brought even before Oyel Moed in the Midbar. Ma'ashenki Ma'ashen Vishdayim, but the Oilas Ria, that means the Korban Yochid of a Korban Oila, wasn't brought yet. That's what the Pasuk says they brought an Oilas, means they brought a Korban Atomid, but a private Oila wasn't brought yet. Now Yesh Besimcha Ma'ashen Vishdayim, Simcha also has something over the other two. Sha'asimcha neheges ba'anoshim u'b'anoshim. Then you have a shalme simcha. It's poshet to have meat, tida on Yom Tov, to be mekayim the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. Now this mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha applies both to anoshim and noshim. Both men and women are both mechuyiv in this mitzvah. Ma'ashen b'shtayim. Ma'ashen can the other two, the Eilash Riyah, the Mishnah says, noshim apota from Eilu Regal. They're apota from the mitzvah. So the potter from Oilas Riyah, and the potter from Shalom Mechagiga also. So therefore the mitzvah Simcha, that has something over the other two. Rashi says, "Asimcha neges benoshim lichsiv v'samachta ato besecha." Ma'ashen came b'shteim. The mitzvah sasesh is man gromahein. The cost of the ribu oisan. There's no ribu here. So melo noshim apota to be oil regal. The apota from the mitzvah of carbon oilless ria and from shal mechagiga. So melo is a raya that Yosi holds that the carbon that the pasuk says oila what was grew up before was oilless tomid. It was not an oilless ria. Because it says a svara that only the shal mechagiga was brought in the midbar. Mashma not an oila. Mar Rabbi Yishmael, my time komuk muslaki beishamai. What's the reason why you say Rabbi Yishmael holds like beishamai? So we're saying now Rabbi Yishmael holds like beishamai that the oil they brought in the midbar was not an elos atomid, but was an elos ria. Like for what purpose are you saying it? So Gemara says like this: like lechura, you should better say he holds like beishilul than beishamai, because we know we don't paskin like beishamai. So how come we have to say that Rabbi Yishmael has to hold like beishamai? So he said this swear was, because he sakla daituch, that oila shek ribu yisrael by midbar, oila tomer avoy, like that was the kash we had before. That if you want to tell me, like Beis Hillel holds, that the pasuk says they brought the korban oila by Sinai, if you want to tell me it was oila satomid, miika midi could be possible to miikara leiboy hefshev nituach. That was of Yishmael Shittim. That by HaSinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Seras Adibros, it only said the klolos then. He only said the klal of bringing the kabonis, but the proctus exactly how to do it, to make a hefshev nituach, wasn't learned then. Ulefsoif, but at the end, by Oyumayid, boy hefshev nituach. Like, how could that be? So that's what we were forced to say before, that Yerush Shmuel asked all like, Beishamai, that the korban ola that the pasuk says were not the ola satomid, because they didn't know how to bring it yet, the ola satomid. Therefore, the pasuk means an ola sriya, a private korban ola, that they could bring whichever way they want. So tomorrow, is that true? For Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Omar Oyla Shekrivu Yisrael by Midbar Oyla Stomad Havoi. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we just got finished proving, he holds here like Beis Hillel, that he says only Chagiga was done before, Mashmanat and Oyla. So when the Pasuk says they brought an Oyla, it means they brought the Korban Atomid. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's also Bikasham. Shemikasham, Mikorol Boy Hefshav Netuach, Lepsoiv Boy Hefshav Netuach. According to him also, they didn't know the halachas yet by HaSinai. So how come they were able to bring a korban atomid then? The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer, Oilo Shekrivu Yisroel Bamidbar, Eino Tuna Hefshev Nituach. You should know, but that time by Sinai, in the Midbar, when they brought the korban oilo, that korban oilo did not have the halachas yet to have the hefshet, that you have to skin it first, for the Nituach you have to cut it up. Why? The Fishen Hefshev Nituach, Elo Miyoy Marid V'Elach. Only from oil mailed onwards. So here you see it's possible to say that even though the loch of Hefshev and Nituach was first learnt to Klai Yisrael later on in the Yoyim Moed, good. So from then on they changed to do the Korban Atomid that way. But it's possible to say they still brought the Korban Atomid from before from HaSinai without making the Hefshev and Nituach. That's what it seems to be Yosi Aglili. But he says clearly that we're saying he holds like Beis Hillel that the first oilo wasn't oilo Atomid. Even though the loch of Hefshev Nituach was first given later on in the Yoyim Moed. So see, there's no stira. Before they had the loch of Hefshev Nituach, they didn't do it. But later, when they got it, they did it. So Moses and Echonami, what you have to say now is, Sami Mikan Rabbi Shmuel. If so, you could say the same svar in Rabbi Shmuel. So you have no right to say Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai. Let's rather say Yosef holds like Beis Hillel. That Avada, the korban that was brought in the Midbar here, was an Eilos HaTomit. I, Rabbi Shmuel, says the loch of Hefshev Nituach was first learned later on in the Yoyim Moed. True, that now when they brought it in the Midbar by Sinai, they did not do the Hefshev Nituach, because they didn't have the loch yet. But later on, from the Yoyim Moed onwards, that was said the loch that first you have to skin the animal, and then cut up into pieces, and then makrev it. From then on, they did it. Now, boy, Rabbi Chizur, Chizur asked a question. Hi, Kroh, what's beyond this posik? Can a posik in Shmuel that Hi, Kroh, Hechik said, how do you have to read this posik? Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisroel v'yalu oilois. In the pasuk, that's all it says. It says, Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Bechorim. Nare means the Bechorim. They were like the Kanan, they did the Avodah then. The pasuk says, v'yalu oilois. That's all it says. They brought a korban oila. So one side is like, stop right here. And oilois means kvasim. It doesn't say in the pasuk kvasim. But one way is to stop here, it means they brought lambs for the korban oila. Then the pasuk goes on, Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim la'ashem parim. That's one way to read it. That when they brought zvachim a korbanos shlomim from what? From Purim, from Matzahs. Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim la'ashem parim. That's one way to read it. That the earliest staff was brought from Kvos and from Lehem. And the end of the pasuk says Purim, it only goes back to Shlomim. By Dilma, maybe no. Edi v'edi Purim heavy. Maybe the way you read the pasuk is like this. Vayalu oilois, vayizmichu zvachim, like we have it. This is the way we have it. Vayalu oilois, vayizmichu zvachim, shlom l'ashem. The pasuk says they brought 10 in the midbar, oilois and zvachim. From what? Purim. Both of them were from Purim or from Atzis. That's the shayla. So the Gemara is, l'may nafkimina, like what's the difference? I tell you, he always says, l'may nafkimina means, kleimar, my devi heavy, what happened, happened, it's not nageya now. The Gemara never clears shayla is, if it's not nageya l'maiser anymore. Like it happened in the midbar, my nafkimina, what they did then, like so what? I am what we want to pshan the psukim, alright? But here the Gemara is like, it's not nageya to the psukim, so stam l'alocha, what's the difference? So more instances, Mazutra Oma Lepisa Tamim. Snafmina, how you read the psukim. If you have to say Vayalo Oilis like we have it, Vayalo Oilis, it has to be a stop. So it has to have a different nigger, a different trup under the Oilis. Mashaykin, if you read it like straight, and Purim goes back to the end, it has different trup. Like Rashi says, Lepsuke Tamim, Veneginus. In time, Moshine Minim, Sarhata Lipsakatam Shavialo Oilis, Viasnachta, like we have it. We have an asmacht, yes, the vayalu oilus, it's an asnachto, like you stop. First it was oilus made from kvosim. And then later it was vayizbuchu zvochim, shlomin was porim. Oy bezok of kotin, tam shemafse kadiba mashlachim, yet I have a stop between now and later. But vayim min echad hoya, but if shan this posik is its continuation, like we have it, vayalu oilus vayizbuchu zvochim shlomin, they brought oilus and shlomin, you know from what? From porim. So then, Sorachatluk Roysa Biyechud Mishar Tamin, Shem Asukim going Pashto Revi, then after the Yalu Oilus is only a Pashto or Revi, but not like a trup that makes it stop. So that was Nafkimino, how do you learn Pshat here? So Nafkimino Lamaisa, how do we lay in the Torah? If you want to know how to put the trup here, when you read the word Vayalu Oilus, does it happen like we have in Asnachti, like stopping? Or no, otherwise it should have just been a Revi to continue a continuation. That was a Shaila. Another Pshat the Gemara says, I do need it from Rabakhav Reid or Rav Oma Liyoyma Reya La Oila Kiyola Shukhibu Yisob Midbar. If somebody says I have an Oila, the way they brought it, the way the Klais were brought in the Midbar. Yeah, that's not coming. Reya La Oila Kiyola Shukhibu Yisob Midbar. Somebody right now wants to make a Nedra upon himself that a Reya Lai, I want to bring Korban now, the way they brought the Oila in the Midbar. That's not coming. My Purim Heavy at that time was it Purim? Oy kvosim heavy, was a kvosim tekel? Tomorrow blaz by tekel. We're talking about pushing the shalom. But that's a nafkimina. The guy makes an edda now, I want to bring the same type of a korban oila they brought in. So does he have to bring a par, an ox, or does he have to bring a keves, a lamb? Tomorrow blaz by tekel. By the Tanan Hossam. Elu dvorim shen lem shir. We learned the Mishnah in Peya. These are the things that